The Gemara Masechta Gittin Daf Zayin Amud Aleph teaches us. Amar Rabbi Avuah L'olam Aliyat L'Adam Em Yisera B'Toch Beisai. A person should be careful not to speak and act harshly in his home. Shrei Adam Godel Hittel Em Yisera B'Toch Beisai. There was such a situation once. V'chilu Adav Godel. And it caused them to eat something that was usur, that was prohibited. Amanu, who was this individual? Says the Gemara, it was Rav Chanina ben Gamliel. Asked the Gemara, Hechilu Sakadaita, is it possible that he actually ate something which was prohibited? Hashta, asked the Gemara, Behemtum Shatzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over the animals of tzaddikim, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu mevi takol al yodam. The Gemara Masech Techulin, Dav Zayin Amun Aleph, teaches us a story about the donkey of Rav Pinchas ben Yair, that its owner, Rav Pinchas ben Yair, traveled somewhere, and he left his donkey at someone else's home, and this donkey refused to eat the barley it was being fed because the person he was staying by was an Amoritz who wasn't careful about the halachas of the mai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected this animal that it shouldn't eat the mai. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches the animals of tzaddikim, certainly tzaddikim themselves don't do averis. Says the Gemara, the way to understand the Gemara is Bikshula Halichiloi Davagodl. He almost ate something non-kosher, but Baruch Hashem, Hashem protected him not to eat something kosher, non-kosher, or my nihu, or what are we referring to? Evim Menachai. And as the Mefarshim explained, why is Evim Menachai considered a Davagodl? Why is Evim Menachai considered a very serious Avera? So some Mefarshim explain, because it's the only food that not only may Jews not eat, but even Akum may not eat Eva Menachai. So we see how serious of a Aveira Macholos Asuris is. The Ben Yoyoda has another explanation. He says when somebody eats Chas V'Sholem Eva Menachai, he's over two Averas. He's over the Aveira of Eva Menachai, and he's also over the Aveira that the food that he's eating, the meat that he's eating, is Eina Zavuach, that wasn't slaughtered properly. So it carries with it a double Isser, and that's why it's considered a Davagadol. Tosfos over here asks a question. Here the Gemara seems to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that tzaddikim never do Aveiros. Ask Tosfos that we find situations in Shas where there were Tanoim who did Averis. The Gemara Masech Shabbos, the few days on the base, teaches us that Lo Yikra Adam B'Shabbos Lor Haner, a person should be careful on Shabbos not to read by candlelight, Shema Yatas Haner, because he may move the candle. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel said, Ani Ekra V'Layata, I will read, and I need not be concerned. And the Gemara says, Kara Vihita. And then he read, and he indeed moved the candle. So we see Rabbi Shmuel was Mechal Shabbos B'Shagig. The Gemara Masech Chagiga tells us that Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai says that he killed an Eid Zoymim. There was a situation where there were two Eidim. One Eid was Huzam, one was not, and he killed him, even though the halach is, you don't kill Edom Zoymim, Achi Yizmu Shnehem. And there are other instances throughout Shas where we find that Tanoim were over Averis. And therefore the Gemara, Tosfos asks, how could the Gemara say that Tzaddikim don't ever do Averis? So Tosfos answers that the only place where tzaddikim have the special protection, that Hashem protects them, that they should never do an aveira, is that they shouldn't eat the midah d'achila when it comes to eating. And as the Mefarshim explain, and the Mefarshim will explain, we'll speak about it in a moment, why. In fact, I saw a very nice gematria. The Gemara said, the Pasuk says, Le'una l'tzadik kol oven. The gematria of kol oven is oichel tamei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects tzadik kol oven. They shouldn't chas v'shalom come to eat something which is non-kosher. And Tosfos goes on to say that this is only said regarding midah d'achila, because it's a special gnai for tzaddik to eat something which is non-kosher. But Tosfos says that's only when the food itself is non-kosher. But let's say the food itself is kosher, but you're eating it in a time when you're not supposed to eat. You eat food on Shabbos, on Matzah Shabbos before Avdolah, if you chas v'shalom eat on Yom Kippur, that isn't considered while we're considering that tzaddikim are guarded not to eat a davar asur. Because there's nothing wrong with the food. The food itself is kosher. It's the time that's an issue. Because, as I saw, Rabbi Chanan explains, that when we look at Macholos Asuris, if we look at food that we're not allowed to eat, there are two elements to that. There's an Issa Cheftza and Issa Gavra. Sometimes the food itself is non-kosher. That's when the food is an Issa Cheftza. Sometimes it's not a concept in the food. It's in the timing. Then it's an Issa Gavra. And the special protection that we're given is only when there's an Issa Cheftza, not when there's an Issa Gavra. The Ramban quotes Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, and he asks, there's a Gemara Masech the Ksubis Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara says that there was an Eved who Reb Yossi determined he was a Kohen. Asked the Gemara, and he really wasn't a Kohen, he was an Eved. Asked the Gemara, Helo Salka Daitach, is it possible that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi could have possibly made such an error? And the Gemara again says, "Our Gemara hash to behemton shat tzadikim ein hakadosh baruch hu mevi tal kada al yodam tzadikim atzmam like koshkein. How could have this possibly happened?" So Tosfos answers two terutzim. One terutz is that Tosfos actually has a different girsa in the Gemara. So there, it's not a midah d'achila, asked the Ramban. And the Gemara, and says Ramban, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the only time the Gemara asks such a question is when we're referring to midah d'achila, and there it wasn't a midah d'achila. So one Gerus, the Tosfos actually takes that from the Gemara. Another teretz that Tosfos suggests is that there was a midah d'achila, because by saying that this eved was a kohen, so and even though he's allowed to eat truma, because he's an Eved Kohen, but his family is not already Truma, and that's why it did involve a Midah D'Achila. There are other Rishonim, the Ramban has a different pshat. He says that when the Gemara here says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takol Al Tzadikim, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that Tzadikim should not cause other people to do an Aveira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if the tzaddik himself is chas v'sholem going to do aveira, Hashem protects the tzaddikim that they shouldn't cause other people to do aveiras. And what's the raya, says the Ramban, from the story of the chamoiroi shel Pinchas ben Yor, says the Ramban, because he was protecting that this person who was going to give him something to eat would have been doing an aveira if it would feed the animal something that's not supposed to be eaten. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects tzaddikim and even the animals of that tzaddikim not to do something wrong. Another approach that the Ramban suggests, it is there's a difference when the tzaddik did something wrong b'mezid, or he does something b'shogeg. He says the Gemara where Rav Shmuel moved the candle on Shabbos, that's considered somewhat of a pshia. Chazal said, don't move the candle on Shabbos. And he said, ani ekra v'eta. Why did you do something what Chazal said not to do? And that's why such a person, chas v'sholem, even though he's a great tzaddik, to chas v'sholem, come to do an aveira. Our Gemara is referring to a situation where a person didn't do anything b'mezid, wrong. When a person didn't do anything wrong b'mezid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects such a person that he shouldn't chas v'sholem, fall in and do, end up eating something or doing an aveira. And as I saw, the Michtav Meliyahu explains, there's a special siyata d'shmaya that tzaddikim have, and that's what our Gemara refers to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches the tzaddikim that they should have a siyata d'shmaya. Tosfos says not to eat macholos asuris, or the other pshatim that they should not cause chas v'sholem other people. They should not chas v'sholem cause other people to do an aveira. I saw a beautiful pshat. The pasuk says, "Anshei kodesh tiun li ubasa besada treifa lo sechelu." So I saw that the Machna Chaim explains that the pasuk is telling us, "Anshei kodesh tiun li." If you will be anshei kodesh, if you will be holy people, if you will be tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect you. That basa b'seder treifa lo sechelu, that you will never eat non-kosher food. And I saw that another pshat, the why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu so protective of tzaddikim, as Tosfos says, that they shouldn't eat macholos asuris. So Tosfos, so the mefarsh, because macholos asuris, we know, are metamtim libe shalodim. They cause us to be spiritually damaged. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the tzaddikim. I saw a pshat, another pshat, that tzaddikim are supposed to bless us and protect us and mamashpi on us. And that's a tzaddik that chas v'sholem ate macholos asuris loses that ability. And that's pshat in the pasuk that Yaakov Avinu said, Halakim haroi oisi mi'oidi v'adayom azeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who protected me my entire life, that I should never eat macholos asuris. So now that I am in such a madrega that I, Baruch Hashem, never ate macholos asuris, who yuvarech es ha-na'arim, I now have the ability to give bracha to the na'arim. And I saw that the pasuk says regarding eating macholos asuris, the pasuk says, "V'loisatamu es nafshe seichem," and we know that the pasuk, whatever the pasuk uses, the word "es," it's coming for ribui. V'loisatamu, the pasuk is teaching us that not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect us, that we should tzaddikim, that we shouldn't eat machal sasuris, es. As comes to be marba, the family of the tzaddikim. Our Gemara says even the animals of the tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects them, that chas v'shom v'lo sotamu, that they should not come to eat macholos asuris. The Hagos Mordechai uses this point that Tosfos makes about macholos asuris. He uses it lahalocha l'maisim. He says, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Chav Ches, Sif Yud. There's a machlokes Rishonim, if chas v'shalom somebody is sick on Shabbos and he has to eat meat, but the only meat that's available is non-kosher meat, what should he do? should he eat non-kosher meat, or should they shecht for him a cow in order to give him kosher meat? And obviously, when you shecht a cow, and then you do melicha, there are numerous melachas Shabbos involved. So what's better? Should he just eat the non-kosher meat, which only involves an isalav, a macholos asuris, or should they do chil Shabbos and shechting the animal, etc.? The halach in the Shulchan Aruch is, so the Rishonim that say, of course, eat the non-kosher meat. Because when it comes to chil Shabbos, we always want to, even when it's a situation of pikuach nefesh, we want to try to avoid it as much as possible. The halach, however, is in Shulchan Aruch, that it's better to shech the cow and have the person eat kosher meat rather than eating non-kosher meat. So some explain, because the sick person is going to find the non-kosher meat so repulsive and refuse to eat it, and he'll still be in the situation chas v'shalom of pikuach nefesh. That Gos Mordechai has a different approach. He says that even if the person is not repulsed by non-kosher meat, he should still be fed the kosher meat. He says, since our Tosfos is teaching us how terrible the Isser of Macholos Asuris is, even the person who says, I'll eat the non-kosher meat, eating non-kosher food is such a terrible aveira that should be avoided. I also saw a interesting tshuva in the Shalos HaTshuvos Yehuda Yala, Yoredei is Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, where he reports that apparently there was a report in the newspapers or in the papers where there was a question on the kashrus of sugar. In those days, apparently, people ate sugar without a hechsher. And here there was a question that perhaps they were adding into the sugar some non-kosher ingredients. And the question is, should they be concerned? And he says, he uses the Tosfos that we've been learning as part of the Heter. He says, if Tosfos says, Hashta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takolal, Behemtum Shatzadikim, and we're learning that it means particularly from Acholos Asuris, the same thing says, he says, that it can't be that all the tzaddikim of the previous generations who ate sugar without a hechsher would have chas v'shalom eaten something non-kosher. And it must be that that's one of the rayas he uses, that the sugar is kosher. I also saw that the Mefarshim asked that there's a very famous saying from the Arizal, who says that if somebody is careful not to eat chametz on Pesach, then muftachloi, he's guaranteed that he's not going to do any averus the whole year. So the question is, here Tosfos says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu protects tzaddikim, that they shouldn't eat macholos asuris. So that means that if you're a tzaddik, you never ate macholos asuris. And if you're a tzaddik and you never ate macholos asuris, so then you'll never do any aveira. Yet Tosfos himself, as we quoted earlier in our shir, says that tzaddikim at times, unfortunately, do aveiras. How could it be if tzaddikim never eat macholos asuris and chametz on Pesach is macholos asuris? But according to the way we learned, it's not a question. Because we said, according to Rav Chanan's explanation, because Rav Chanan said it's only a problem when it's an issa chefza, that the food itself is inherently non-kosher. But when we refer to situation of issa gavra, chametz and Pesach, it's not that the food is inherently non-kosher. It's that we're not allowed to eat chametz and Pesach. That's not what Tosfos is referring to, and that's why what the Arizal could still be said, could still be well understood.